Blog Talk Radio.
Batman and Japan. I mean, I know why them a treat me for, why them hate me for. Battle man a rise to the top. I mean, I care what them criticize. Man, I keep up the fight. Very soon we go and pay the price.
This year, man, a father, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Damn friendly.
They know them not real. I'm coming up for me.
Damn friendly.
Yes, I hate for you. When I pretend them care about you.
All right, y'all, we're trying it one more again. We are back.
Yes, yes.
It is still Women's Takeover. Blog Talk Radio is still fickle and touchy and sensitive and stubborn. But we're back.
We're back.
And we are back. And we're going to jump right into the letter. Those who just tuned in, you didn't miss a thing, okay? Not one thing. So, with that being said, our letter is titled, My Family is Still Friends with My Cheating Ex, and My Fiancé is Fed Up. So, okay, like I said previously, I do think this person may have been tuned in all week because it just coincides with the different topics that we've been discussing so far about what do you do if your ex hangs around or if the family is still communicating with your ex. So here it is. I have an ex-boyfriend who I was with for 4 years. And during that time, he was friends with my brother-in-law off and on. After we broke up, he made a point of getting even closer with him. I've been in a new relationship for 3 years, and it's been about 4 since we split. It wouldn't bother me if this ex was a nice person. But during our relationship, I was treated terribly and cheated on multiple times. I've completely blocked him out, but he still gets invited to events. So often I don't go to things my sister and her husband are holding because he's there. My fiance can't stand him because of what he did and gets really upset or angry when he turns up to things. He's now told me I have to do something about it or he's leaving. However, is it right of me to want my brother-in-law to give up an 8-year friendship? I've spoken to my sister about it numerous times, but I don't think she realizes how much it upsets him. Okay, it's so much going on with this little letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Mish. You get first stab, always. What you got?
Like you said, it's a lot going on because loyalty definitely plays a part in this.
It definitely does.
You feel some type of way because this is your family, but then in the same token, they're friends. So, I think the thing that is really bothering me with it is your sister doesn't get it. Like, guys got this little guy code thing with them. They be on some dumb shit sometimes, stuff that we don't understand. But as your sister, why not have that conversation with your husband? You know, have that conversation with her husband. Like, look, this ain't cool to have him here at every function. I want my sister to come. You know, they got... What's that window? Oh, my God. I just got attacked by a bug. Sorry, y'all. Like, this just came right at me. I'm going to blow my mouth, damn it. But I feel like the sister should definitely say something. Or at least, you know, I don't even know, man. Because I just feel like the way me and my siblings rock, if I'm done with somebody, they done with them. You know, and even if they got a friendship, when it comes to, like, family events and stuff like that, you can't come. We can go hang out, you know, have a boys' night. We can watch the game together. We can go kick it at the sports bar. But when it comes to an event where there's going to be family there and my sister-in-law is coming, you can't come. And that's just sad. Like, that's family first, man. So I definitely, you know, I understand where she's coming from. And then with the boyfriend or fiance, whatever, being upset, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to be put in that position either. I don't know if I would necessarily end my relationship, but it's just going to have to be a thing where it's like, yo, we not going.
Right.
It's either we not going or you just be there mad, you know what I'm saying? But to end your relationship over something that she genuinely has no control over is not fair. It's not fair.
Well... So. That's one aspect of it.
Yeah.
Another is, I'm looking a little deeper into it. First, she says that they were friends off and on, but later in the letter, she says her brother-in-law and the ex have an 8-year friendship, whereas
right.
she's been broken up with the dude for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, rightfully so, there is stock in their friendship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
for him to have been mean to her, you're right. The sister should have her back a little more. However,
right.
where I think she messed up is, she says at the end of the letter that she don't think her sister realizes how much it upsets him, meaning her fiance.
I see what you're saying.
That's not her sister's priority. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're not coming to me telling me how this is messing with you, I don't care about how it's messing with him. Because that's your fiance. That's y'all thing got to work out. Just like me going to my husband and telling him that his friend can't come over here is going to be between me and him. So
right.
her sister may have to weigh her options and choose her battles. Look, y'all
right.
can just not come over. I got to live with this
right.
man.
Right.
You know, that's just one aspect of it. And if her sister wants her there, then her husband should understand when to invite old boy. Okay, he shouldn't be here. Like, everybody's grown,
right.
everybody should have common sense to say, okay, now is not really the time. But she can't feel like her family owes anything to her fiancé. They owe it to her.
Right.
And she owes it to him. So
right.
I think she's kind of looking at it a little wrong, like everybody should have his back because he's getting mad.
Right.
They don't care about him. Like,
honestly,
honestly,
the only reason why he even have any feeling about the situation is because of what you told him. So.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly the whole point. And then for him to say he's going to leave you and leave your relationship because of this dude, as opposed to distracting you, so to speak. Like, okay, you don't need to go over there. You know, he's supposed to be your champion at this point.
Right.
You being his champion. He's supposed to be telling
right.
you, no, you don't need to go over there, boo. Or something, something, something. But invite your sister over here. You don't need to be around that. Instead of trying to
right.
make it worse for you.
Right.
It sounds like you have a type and your fiance might be a little similar to your ex. If your ex was so mean to you and your fiance is now pulling the strings and making you jump through hoops to make him happy in regards to something that has nothing to do with him.
Right.
According to the letter. She didn't say the
right.
ex disrespected the fiancé. She didn't say the ex disrespected her in front of the fiancé. She just said they had a bad relationship.
Right.
And he's always around. So, I mean, that friendship is kind of off limits to you and your fiancé. Y'all need to move on. And if he's there, just don't go.
That part.
I mean, that's what I think.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. It's an awkward situation either way. But you can't expect your people to jump through hoops for your people.
Right.
They'll jump through hoops for you, but not for your peoples.
Right.
They don't care about what that man think. I don't know. Homie, you be all right. I don't know. We are going to get into some new music. Shout out to Tony Prophet. The name of this song is Your Love. I'm kind of in my reggae vibe because the bashment is tomorrow. Get your reggae vibes, get your culture, your dance hall, your soca, all of that. Come on out tomorrow to Caribbean Grill, 934 Brighton Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Come dance with us. Come kick it. We will be broadcasting live from the Caribbean Grill. So make sure you show up and show out. This is Tony Prophet with Your Love, and we will be back.
That comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will leave no fault, girl. Give me your love, the love that comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will leave no fault. There is a truth in love I truly found. The home is where affection really calls out. It destined all the way throughout my heart, like a fairy tale that never fades away. It's the mystic star that shines throughout the night, and watered the gardens of my life, baby. Give me your love, the love that comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will leave no fault, girl. Give me your love, the love that comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will leave no fault. You're the colors of my rainbow, my lonely sleepless night, the morning star that shines throughout the morning. I listen to whistling winds, you're the voice I heard that sings. I'm the swallow birds that nest beneath your branches. Protect me, baby, from losing your affection. Use harmony, surround me into your world, baby. Give me your love, the love that comes from your heart. True passion makes love, and we will live no fault. Love, the love that comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will leave no fault. There is a truth in love I truly found. The home is where affection really calls out. It extends all the way throughout my heart, like a fairy tale that never fades away. The mystic star that shines throughout the night, and watered the gardens of my life, baby. Give me your love, the love that comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will leave no fault, girl. Give me your love, the love that comes from your heart, true passion makes love, and we will live no fault.
Give me your love from your heart, yeah. Give me your love from your heart, yeah.
It's Busta Brown, and I'm tuned in to Women's Takeover with Nikki and Niecy. It's a vibe.
It's Mish Lover, and you are now tuned in to Women's Takeover Wednesday. Send in your emails, get the latest sauce, and rock out with your girls, Nikki and Niecy, from 9 to 11.
Hey, yo, y'all got too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
On the stage, radio.
Quick, quick, show it.
Nothing. Enjoy my day off. Thank you, Jesus, for that. I needed it.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. Yes, me too. Today was my day off.
Yeah.
Me too. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We are good, man. Chilling, like you said, enjoyed our day off. You know, never stop. We always have something to do.
You always have something to do. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. You know, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for your lovely services. We appreciate you.
Right. Thank you. As we recover, thank you. Yeah. So what kind of sauce you got for us tonight?
So, I don't know if you ladies know this, but our city girl, Young Miami, is in fact pregnant. And her fans are not too happy about that. So it's mixed emotions, you know. Everybody's emotions is out of whack right now. So, as you know, I don't know. Yeah, because City Girls are right now, they're filming their documentary on how they started through, you know, from just being regular local town rappers to being this big sensation overnight. Even with JT being in jail, Miami carrying on the legacy of City Girls until JT is released, there's a clip where she just basically was on the phone with one of her family members. I think it was her dad. And she was just like, you know, I'm working extra hard and it's a lot. And they were like, you know, what are you talking about? And she was like, well, I'm pregnant. So she is now showing. And everybody is not happy about that. They feel like, how could you be pregnant and look what you rap about? And, you know, you tell all these girls, like, get that money and real ass bitch, don't give a fuck about a nigga, but you pregnant. And her fans are not here for it. But
you see, that's where entertainment and reality gets crossed up.
Yeah.
All the way. Like, male rappers go through it too. They rap about all these hoes and all that, and then go home to a whole wife.
Right.
Not saying they don't cheat, but still, they go home to a whole wife. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So that's why certain stuff should just be for mature adults. You got to know that people still have a life.
So right now, like, you know, her fans, everybody's just like, you know, what is happening? Megan Thee Stallion got a boo. They're like, Cardi B got a whole ass family. And Miami's out here toting her gut. So, you know, a lot of people had a lot to say. And Miami, this is what she was afraid of. But she was just like, I'm living my best life and nobody can judge me but God. And I'm going to walk by faith and this is what she wants to do. So, hey.
Well,
you know, people get on my nerves.
Right.
Like, y'all really just be like, oh my God, she really ain't about what she rapping about. Who is?
Mm-hmm.
You be out here rapping them lyrics. You ain't out here finessing no niggas. So shut up. Not you, but you know me.
No, it's not right, though. It's just bad. So, Fab had a situation happen between him and Emily B, his wife, and father earlier, like, in the year, with, like, the whole, yeah, whenever, like, not sure if he beat her up or not. So, he actually has been serving a little bit time, but quietly serving time. He's been quietly working towards satisfying the terms of his plea deal. So, his plea deal was him facing up to 20 years in a state prison for prosecution. Make sure that's a prosecution. For, you know, allegedly accused of him hitting Emily in the face. So he may be facing time still. They still are going back and forth with that. But right now, Fab has been handling it very quiet. And he just been trying to do his right thing. They're still debating on if he's going to take that plea deal or not. It's never okay to put your hands on a female, but, like, it's a tough situation. Like, they're married, and it was more to it than that. It had something to do with Fab threatening her father. It was too much.
I don't condone domestic violence either way. Him hitting her hitting him, but you damn sure have to protect yourself.
Right.
And And nobody actually knows. They just know she called the cops first.
So, yeah, from what the story was saying, it's more that him and the father and Emily didn't get along. I mean, the father and Fabulous did not get along. And she put it out there that he put it out there that he did not want the father around his kids. And Emily felt like that was a little bit off. You know, that's crazy because that is her father and that is their grandfather. But Fab did not want the kids nowhere near his father, nowhere near the father, no contact, anything. And I guess Emily went against his wishes and did it anyway. And that caused a big rift between the father and Fab. And then Emily jumped in and intervened. And then everybody else, minding other people's business, jumped in and intervened. And it just spiraled out of control.
I feel like if the grandparents are not causing harm to the kids, like they don't have a history of child abuse or abandonment, molestation, stuff like that, why the kid can't be around the grandparents? Because you don't get along with them? The grandparents not going to do nothing.
Petty.
You know what I'm saying? That's not right.
That is petty.
Go off, Emily.
Tyler Perry and BET are right there teaming up together to start a new subscription streaming line. So they're all for I guess later on this month they're gonna pretty much branch it out. But BET and Tyler Perry are having a streaming line together. I guess it's gonna have this more of BET's shows and it's gonna be mixed in with Tyler Perry, whatever he has going on. You know, he always has something going on. So shout out to BET and Tyler Perry for announcing that new subscription streaming line. I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see what they got in store for us.
They're gonna play the same movies they play all week.
Right.
They're gonna play the Jackson story. What else they play all the time? Baby Boy.
They gonna play the story.
Right, all the Madea movies. They gotta step their little game up, but that's what's up. Branch out.
So
it's gonna be boring.
Chris Brown is getting ready to go on tour, guys, and he had released the official flyer. Official posting for the tour, and everybody noticed that Nicki Minaj is not on that flyer, and people are feeling like, oh well, maybe Nicki Minaj was dropped from the tour. But Nicki Minaj wasn't dropped from the tour because Nicki Minaj never signed on to do the tour. She said that she wasn't going to do the tour until she got her music up and running. She's right now getting her music off the ground, so she will not be on tour with Chris Brown. And you know, a lot of people have their way. They feel like, oh, it was shady, but it's what she wanted to do. So the lineup is supposed to be Tory Lanez, Ty Dolla $ign, and other big names as well. And Nicki Minaj is supposed to be one of them. But I get it. Sometimes you gotta put your brand first. You know, you gotta wait.
People are so messy. Just get the tickets and go enjoy the show, or don't.
Or don't.
But yeah, it's up to you. Like, it doesn't matter what you feel. Like, she's going to have to. It's crazy. But
I want to see them canned biscuits anyway.
Right. You're going to end.
Leave that girl alone.
You know, they're in their feelings about it. They're like, no, that's not fair. How could he do that? So they all on Chris Brown right now. Like, why would you drop her? But he didn't drop her. Like, she never signed on to the concert in the first place.
First of all, I'm always going to be Team C Breezy. I just want that guy to win so bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, leave him alone. I feel so defensive when it comes to him. He's just made some poor choices and had some of the worst people in his corner. But I just want him to win. Like, I don't know, it's something about his spirit, how he comes across. I just want him to win. Like, leave that man alone.
No, he's very talented. And he like, everybody gets upset when they're like, oh, you remind me of a modern day, like, Michael Jackson. Everybody's like, feels a way about that. But it's like, this man is very multi-talented. This man
can act, he can sing, he does a little bit of rap, and he can dance his ass.
Right. He's a dope artist all around. Like, he paints, he draws.
Uh-huh.
He's super dope. Leave him alone. Ugh. Oh, I don't like people. They stress me out. What a shit. Leave Chris Brown alone.
Apparently, Wendy Williams is living her best life, y'all. She out here going on dates and dates and dates, and everybody is now questioning these dates. She went on a date with Charlamagne. She went on a date with the DJ from her show, and she went out with another young fella. And she's basically told everybody, "I'll do what I want, including a hot dinner date. I'll do whatever I want, and that's it. You know, I don't care." And everybody has something to say, but. Listen, let Wendy be great. If she wants to be my daddy. People are crazy. Mm-mm.
So I want to chime in on that. with her and Charlamagne. So they used to be really good friends.
Uh-huh.
And when she got with her husband, he didn't want Wendy talking to him anymore. So when they split up, Charlamagne reached out to her, and surprisingly, she responded. And they went, like, on a little friendly, let's catch up. I ain't talking to you in a million years kind of thing. But everybody, of course, was trying to take it out of context. But Charlamagne is very outspoken about him being married. So I just hate that people are trying to paint that narrative between them, because that's not the case.
That's why I was like, you know, people make it more than what it is. It's just two friends. Catching up.
Yes, people again. People. The name of this too much sauce is people doing too much.
People don't mind their business, and then they mind the wrong business, and they mind the business that don't pay them.
Right.
I was just like, listen, if Wendy wants to live her best life, then fine. Like, let her be. Why y'all worry about it?
See? So, go ahead, Wendy.
Remember on Monday, Shonda was telling you guys about Cuba Gooding Jr. touching the lady. So he's right now might not be surrendering to NYPD because his lawyers have viewed the bar surveillance video, and it seems as though he may have not actually grabbed the woman the way it was put out to be.
I'm sure.
So, so right now it's up in the air.
I saw a meme of Keanu Reeves
calling
four different women, and his hand did not touch him, and it said Keanu will not get caught up in these streets. Like, I just think it's going overboard.
Keanu had them hands stressed out like Jesus. Like, how you touching on that?
You will not pass nothing over here, bud.
Okay, not me, not today.
Not today. Side note, I love
it's like they try it. It's like even if you bump somebody, it's a problem.
To get rich quick, and they feel like that's it right now. That's the way to do it. But you're going to run up on the wrong one. And you're going to get somebody wife at the ball game.
You can't just be doing that.
Hello, lady. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
It's raining like a ball over here.
Do you see that, dude? You see that, dude?
Yo. Yo, I'm sitting here listening to your topic. I mean, so shout out to Too Much Sauce. Shout out to Women's Takeover Wednesday. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to blogs talking their bullshit.
Right.
Word. But yo, it's getting crazy, though. It's getting crazy because you can't hug nobody no more.
Right.
Joe Biden Joe Biden, I think he's a little weirdo. He likes, you know, sniffing women. This is girl.
That's a crazy, but he don't do nothing wrong. If you don't call that wrong, it's just weird. But I don't think it's nothing to tell.
Right. Gotta be careful.
It's fucking weird. Joe's weird, but you're good.
Shit, I'm voting for him. How about that? But shout out to Keanu Reeves with them hands, man. Yeah, keep them hands away, brother. Keep them hands away.
Keanu said, not today and not tomorrow either. You will not get me.
Not ever.
Not ever, honey. But that's
Keanu
crazy.
Reeves said.
That's crazy. Because you meet your favorite celebrity. You all psyched and gassed, and they like, mm-mm. Like, what do I say? Like, what? You can't even get a pop-up.
I got a picture. I got a picture.
Wait, shout out to Toni Braxton.
I'm ready to take it down.
Why?
Did Toni touch you, babe?
Yes, she did.
She made you feel vulnerable.
She did not.
Let me know, baby.
She did not. But someone can say that, yo.
Yeah.
To the finish of
what yep. Very easily.
Uh-oh. Come on, yo. Stupid, you can't do shit.
You can't. It's always something.
No more hugging. Stop all the fucking hugging. I don't like hugging anyway unless I'm hugging me.
I really like you. Yo, we used to go to church.
Got to go to church.
Talk about
the space between us.
And they everybody get up and start hugging each other. Y'all went to the bathroom.
Every Sunday. Every Sunday, they call it Pastor Peace. And when the pastor say it's time for Pastor Peace, he be like, let's go.
Because they say they hugging you and they talk about, I love you.
No, you don't. You don't. You're lying.
It's with the, my brother.
And you know it,
my sister, my sister.
And I'm not being a co-conspirator. I'm not saying I love you back.
Only
that
say
is the
know.
Love of the Lord.
You don't even love him with the love of Jesus. Don't love him, huh?
Don't love me.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
Down.
Well, they say it,
they don't love me like
if you don't mean it, don't say it.
Yes, if you don't mean it, don't say it. If I hug you, I love you. Say like that.
But you know my question
if
is
I don't,
that we say that?
This
is my question, right? Now that we say, like, you know, don't say you love the person if you don't mean it, right? Now
right.
This is my question. What happens if you're married to a person? And you obviously tell this person you love them because you married them. But what happens when something like goes wrong in a relationship, a cheating or something? Is that still considered you loving them?
Yeah, you could love a cheater. Women do it all the time.
Right?
Married or not, you could love a cheater. They just cheated. And
but
you
does the
deal
love,
with that
but
part
is it, but,
accordingly. But the heart wants what it wants. And that don't mean you stop loving them. You might stop dealing with them, but it don't mean you stop loving them. Old cheating ass Henry.
You dirty dog.
You dirty
it's like,
dog.
You know, like, it's weird because it's like, does the love change or like, you know, like, okay, like, you know how that high school love is. I think love does definitely change. I was asked this question earlier, like, do love change? And I was like, it's very different because, say, for instance, for you dating somebody who he's your first love, you his first love, y'all never really got to experience anything other than you two. And then when you get older, say if one matures more than the other, like you hit college, one mature more than the other, then what happens?
You can still love a person and not be in love with them, and that's, a lot of people don't know the difference.
Right.
You can very much still love them, but being in love with them is a different ballgame, and some people grow out of being in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, huh. Good question.
Very good question. Very, very good question. And it happens when I think it happens when you go through things in the relationship. Now, I could be wrong. But I think when things just keep happening and happening and happening, I think you become kind of numb to the situation you're in. You still love them. But it's just like, I don't know. Because you keep going, like, say, for instance, a serial cheater. If the woman chooses to stick around and forgive you, and you continue to do it, you cannot expect her to feel the same.
Right.
She can still love you, and she can still be committed to you and all that jazz, but something's different in her. And vice versa, same for a man. Something's different in him if he stays. A man is less likely to stay around with a cheating woman than a woman
right.
is, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. I could be wrong, but I don't see it happening.
Me neither. Not the way I be seeing folks crying on my Facebook page.
Girl, if that is not a soap opera in itself, Lord Jesus.
They say, you know, like, if she stays around, don't ever question her loyalty for you. Ever.
You better.
If she stay with you after the cheating, you can never
question
her
loyalty. Right, you better question her loyalty, because sometimes that should be, you better question it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, right? It's not easy. I don't think it's easy for anyone to be cheated on initially, right? I can't speak for, again, serial cheaters, people who just can't get enough. I don't know. I can't speak for them. I don't know that life. But, like, initially, I would imagine that you just have to be like, okay, we're going to get by it. But if you do it again, I will have to cut you. You know, it's like different things that you have to put out there to make sure that you're protected. Accidents happen, okay. But do you love her? Do you want to do her? Do you want to do it again? Do I have to go kill her? Like, you know, stuff like that.
Shameful. I don't understand the mindset of a person that stays after, you know, just keep staying after the cheating. That seems like fear to me.
I know some people, right? I know some people that are like magnets to each other. And both of them, him and her, do their own thing. But they're always, always drawn to each other. But then when they get back together, you know how, have you ever flip a magnet, and when you flip a magnet,
yeah,
it fights itself. They are just like that. And it's like, how?
Shout out to my co-host.
What about it makes you keep
Shout
going?
Shout out to my
back?
Co-host.
Like,
some people just like that shit, man. Some people really just like enlist the trauma.
I can't be bothered.
Once again, shout out to my co-host. I love all my co-hosts. My co-hosts are different for a different reason. I love them all. But they will put your shit on the stage, I'm telling you. They might not say your name, bro, but they will put it. Your shit.
First of all,
your shit.
Whatever gets put on the stage if it does not have a label on it, it is generic.
Meaning, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Tank Tank, Leash, and me.
Yes.
Y'all ain't shit.
Why?
And I ain't watch it.
You don't know what you speak of. Me
don't
know.
Right.
No,
me don't know. None. Not a comprende. Hey, big homie.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yo, what's
that?
He gonna try to slide in here unannounced.
Slide, right. Slide on in. Correct.
I mean, I'm dressed in all black today, so you know.
He said, Tink on the line. Let me go see it. It's time for too much sauce. Oh, shit. The two T's is on. Let me call the radio.
He's on the radio.
A word. That's what we're doing.
He just said the stage will put your business out there. Didn't he just say that?
Hey.
Didn't he just shout up? Okay,
I do not recall. One thing everybody know about the big homie, shit, my life is public information. I don't give a fuck.
That's great.
Shout out
to the big homie. He don't give a fuck. Public information, bitches. So y'all want to go back and run and tell that Martin, go tell it. Shout out to the big homie.
All your thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you off the hook in regards to two G's and two T's. Because that's a lot of alphabet.
Sorry.
That's a whole lot of alphabet.
Tink, blushing and shit.
I'm not
blushing.
You sure?
I'm not. Showing all 32
no.
teeth right now.
You want to talk about blushing, sir? You want to talk about blushing?
Uh-oh.
I don't give a fuck.
And flesh.
Let me find out. All your video, folks.
Right.
Shit, I'm a red nigga, goddamn. I change colors anyway.
Anyway,
I'm going to get into these drops, and when I come back, Tink and Big Homie and Beastie, I'm going to read the letter for y'all, and I'm going to let you give this young lady your advice.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Do I got to tell her to kill herself?
No, Beastie, we can't. Right. Got to be nice.
Yeah, let's get to this letter before I say some shit.
We will be back. It's 10 o'clock. Here comes some drops and some music, and we will be back with everybody.
It's a cool Carolina night. You listening to the Stage Radio with Nikki and Niecy. WTW. Let's get it.
You already know, it's Wednesday, and I'm rocking with my ladies, Nikki and Niecy, and we about to get it in.
Hey, hey now, it's your girl Tasha Scott, and you're listening to WTW Women Takeover Wednesday with my girl Nikki and Niecy.
Some prosperity, this is Leela Ike. I'm here to invite everybody to the Stage Awards, you know, and on the 3rd of August, at Fayetteville, North Carolina. And you go learn all of who are going to award them. Make sure you come through.
trying to be a home wrecker. But I know that I can treat you better than he ever can. Promise if I was your man, pull out my master plan. Treat you like the most important person ever known to me. It's crazy how this feels. We shouldn't be right here. Two phones tonight will go right. I'll make your nigga disappear. Alakazam, a wave of my magic stick. Hold on tonight, I'm about to show you all my tricks.
Tonight I'm gonna lay your body down. Treat you like a queen because you deserve the crown. Because I know he can't do you like I can. 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 Tonight I'm gonna make you fall in love. Trust me when I tell you I can make you trust in us.
Trying to come through, let me slide. Send me your location, turn on navigation, let's ride. We can be Bonnie and Clyde. Through city lights, we running the red. Speed getting faster, we killing the bed. Call me a monster, I killing the head. And my talking crazy, we chilling instead. It's crazy how it feels. We shouldn't be right there. Two wrongs tonight, we'll make a right. I'll make your nigga disappear. Alakazam, a wave of my magic stick. Hold on tonight, I'm about to show you all my tricks.
Tonight I'm gonna lay your body down.
Body
treat
down.
You like a queen because you deserve the crown. Because I know.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Women's Takeover Wednesday. I am your girl, Nikki.
And it's me, Shlava.
And I got everybody in the building. We got the two T's. We got the two T's. And Lord, Beastie's in the building and his sidekick, Dogass. Hey, Sonny.
Yo. Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, my God.
My God.
Man, baby. What's good with you?
I'm all the way out of the way. What's up with you?
Breathe.
Right.
I mean, it's been hard, man. I got excited.
Hold it down. They 9 to 5, 11 to 12, and 2 to 3s. Y'all be working hard. Tough. Miss y'all, but we understand. Shout out to Niecy. Hold it down, boo.
Shout out to Niecy.
Okay.
How y'all
shout
doing?
Out to
We good, Sonny. How you been?
Oh, shit, man. Putting it all together, man. enjoying the shows. I'll be rocking out. God damn it, catching it on the podcast. Y'all be tripping, man. Sound good. I enjoy it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came at the 10 o'clock hour so I can read this letter to everybody.
Oh, I caught the letter hour?
You caught the second half. You sure did. Okay. The letter says, I have an ex-boyfriend who I was with for 4 years, and during that time, he was friends with my brother-in-law off and on. After we broke up, he made a point of getting even closer with him. I've been in a new relationship for 3 years, and it's been about 4 since we split. It wouldn't bother me if this ex was a nice person, but during our relationship, I was treated terribly and cheated on multiple times. Lord pray for Sunny, y'all. I've completely blocked him out, but he still gets invited to events. So often, I don't go to things my sister and her husband are holding because he's there. My fiance can't stand him because of what he did and gets really upset or angry when he turns up to things. He's now told me I have to do something about it or he's leaving. However, is it right of me to want my brother-in-law to give up an 8-year friendship? I've spoken to my sister about it numerous times, but I don't think she realizes how much it upsets him. What you got for this girl? Come on, Tink. Ladies first.
That's a hard one. Honestly, I would tell, listen, if he's married, like if y'all are engaged, yeah, communication got to be stronger. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're reassuring him that that's not where you want to be anymore. And these are two grown men's friendship, and it has really nothing to do with you. Like, you're not entertaining him, you're not around him, and you could probably ask, you know, talk to your brother-in-law and ask him, can you not have me and him around each other so much, or not invite him to a lot of events like that? But you can't control what he does, and your fiance can be mad, but threatening to leave, that's petty as fuck, and that's childish, because you can't control their friendship. You can't control what two men are doing. Like, you're not in their friendship anymore. You're not in that circle.
Listen, that's right.
I would talk to him and see what happens, but it's all, hey.
What you got, 2G?
Shit. Man, that sound like that nigga got that new nigga insecure a little bit, though.
Like, what?
That new nigga sound like he insecure, son, though, like.
Something.
3 years. You been fucking with her for 3 years, and now you telling her you gonna leave because this nigga had events and shit, unless motherfucker they still having some type of communication or anything going on, you know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck that nigga.
He might want to be out anyway. I'm just saying, 3 years in, and you pick now, yeah. I'm going
to
leave.
Are you telling her, hey, you need to tell him don't come around or I'm leaving. Nigga, you been feeling like that?
What you got, Sonny?
Well, from the other angle, if I was the brother-in-law and my girl came and told me that, I'd be like, man, fuck your sister. She ain't got to come to our house. He's the one of them. That's my goddamn homeboy. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck your sister. Fuck her new man, too. Shit. Now, how y'all feel about that? Shit. Ride the fuck out. Word up. Like, and I feel
welcome back,
say, like,
Sonny.
That other nigga, either goddamn, he know that he was smashed on, because it's only one reason, well, a couple of reasons, that the female gonna go through the bullshit
and stay around for that many years. That's because she was getting served on the back end. You know what I'm saying? And the other nigga know that shit. The other nigga know that shit. He already know, like, well, if they're in a room for about 30, 45 minutes, yeah, they probably going to start arguing. That's because he still want to fuck with her. She still want to fuck with him. She got to be all the way away from him. That nigga know that. They both lame. That whole relationship, they a lame-ass couple. They deserve to be together. Hey, man, if they listening, homeboy, I'm glad you got out away from that bitch, man. She lame anyway.
Lord have mercy. We missed you.
Damn.
We have missed you.
I love y'all.
Okay.
Man, they a whole lame couple. She the L-A, he the M-E. Them niggas is good together. You did. Scary ass couple.
Fake. Tell me.
Huh?
He said that.
I'm mad.
Sweet.
Why the fuck you in a whole relationship and you worry about another motherfucker?
Right.
Niggas be on some whole shit. That's why.
Some whole ass shit. Probably got a fake Facebook account and everything following that, man. You
talking
to each other
page.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all are crazy, man.
BC.
That's what
these niggas is weirdos.
Help these
weirdos,
people out,
man.
BC.
Niggas is weirdos.
Yo. All right. First of all, these niggas been friends off and on for 4 years. Their relationship.
Right.
Off and on. Then, after they broke up, Buddy became real close with the brother-in-law. Buddy,
so he can keep
you kill yourself. We're going to start with you.
Damn
Buddy, that's some whack-ass shit, bro. You going to get cool with Buddy so you can... You can come around all the family reunions, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever the fuck they having, bro. That's whack. That's whack.
My guys.
That's that.
I still
then,
get invited to events.
Then you got the fucking new nigga. The new nigga worried about the old nigga. Now, the old nigga ain't worried about the new nigga. He just worried about Buddy. You don't know what him and Buddy, but he might be fucking her brother.
Lord. Oh, that's
a hey, man, this is where the plot thickens. This is where the plot thickens. Hey, man, this whole fucking friendship is fucked up, man. So now, I'm starting to believe, listening to this letter more and more, I'm starting to believe that the nigga wanna leave because he tired of his shorty talking about, damn, there this nigga go again. That's the nigga I used to fuck with, and he always here. Here he go again. He's probably tired of hearing that shit, like, all right, bitch.
Boy. I think it's a crock of bull.
Tell your people to get rid of dude, or I'm not coming back. Fuck that.
Buddy be mad because the homie be fresh when he pull up. God damn it, he got the new J's on again. Hey, cuz, you know,
You know what I'm saying? He probably in the crib. Shorty like, damn, some nice shoes, babe. Yeah, I can't get them this week.
Right. So
we're going to the cookout. We're going to go to the cookout. Jimmy over there at the cookout with the fresh niggas on. Oh, shit.
He mad because she be acknowledging his J's. And he tired of that shit, bro. So he like, listen, get rid of Shorty. But now, your sister should have been saying something to her man.
About
she should have been like, bro.
That's your buddy?
Keep your buddy, but keep your buddy over there. Don't keep bringing him around my sister.
What if he already at the spot and then his sister want to bring him around the crib? Like, now you got to be like, hey, man, my girl's sister finna come over. You got to leave. What the fuck is you, 13?
Yo, but if he there, the sister should have informed her sister, listen, you can come over, but this nigga here.
You know what? You know what stands out to me the most about this story? It don't say that the old boyfriend initiates anything.
That's what I said. Come on, Sonny.
Right. That's why I say.
He just be there fucking with his partner 8 years.
Right. That's why I say he's probably fucking the partner. And he can't.
Hey, but look, though, on the flip side, what if he do, though, like, when she ain't around, and that nigga hanging around the motherfucking brother-in-law and the other nigga, like, yeah, goddamn, I used to fuck the shit out your girl, nigga. She get in the car, and that nigga in there with his arms folded and shit, like, so that nigga just gonna keep bringing up how I used to fuck the shit out you every time I come around?
It's a problem like that. Cause I'd be damn if the old nigga tell me that he used to plug my girl to my face. Like, you ain't what nigga? You got hands on you, boy. Immediately, boy, you got hands on you. I ain't gonna hold
you. Back your side of head with that fire.
I'm built a whole different type of way. Cause listen, you're not finna tell me in my face, hey boy, I know how your girl is from the back. I know what that ass look like. Woo. I know you having fun out there. What? You know
that
nigga.
I'm gonna
smack him right upside the head with that 38.
You know I get the tripping.
What?
I'm liable to go jump on her too. You know I get the all the way tripping.
Yo, what if the girl walk away, and both of y'all looking at her ass while she walk away, and then you turn around and look at the old nigga, and he's still looking.
He gonna try to give you a high five.
Yeah, boy. You see that shit? You know what that shit like?
He better not say nothing.
Put them eyeballs back inside your head, playboy.
I gotta. That's the time right there. I gotta be the only person that talk. I gotta be the only one that talk right there. Boy, look at that ass, boy. You lost that. Woo! He been.
And he gonna respond. Yeah, boy, because I remember when.
Look, the yeah boy was good enough. That was the end of it. I could have dealt with the yeah boy. You know what I'm saying?
I was watching her walk away. Next thing I know, I was on the ground.
Nothing.
Can't catch that Sunday listening.
Felt somebody's hands going in my pockets.
Because I'm with the shit though, I'm that nigga that's gonna say some stupid shit like, yeah boy, I mean, when I used to wax that ass, I'm the stupid nigga. I'm the nigga.
Yeah. Hey, you the one that me and you be fighting.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people who get their scalp more than shit like that, bro.
Yeah, but I'm that nigga.
And we already established for 2019's regular fist fight turning to simple robberies. You feel me? You hit the ground, bitch. We're going in your pocket.
Oh, Lord.
We already established that on 2019.
Somebody give the disclaimer.
Yo, I'm that dude, though. I'm hoping. Oh, yeah, the stage radio is not responsible.
Thank you.
I'm reading off a script. Plus, I'm reading off a script. Y'all don't be alarmed. I'm reading off
a mental
script.
Health. That shit don't. That's, I'm mental health. I just say shit. I got Tourette's syndrome. Oh, big homie.
I have not
bigger retarded. My man, you can't call people retarded no more. That man mentally challenged.
Yo, I ain't got time for all that retarded
word.
Or mentally challenged or visually impaired. Bitch, I'm blind.
Just get straight to it.
Bitch, I'm sold. Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck it.
Every time I put no bowl.
Bitch, I'm retarded. Fuck it. I'm retarded. Fuck it, dude. Everybody said what they is.
Fuck
I'm started in turn. Fuck it.
Oh, man.
And now that we know who we are.
You got a good letter. You got a bunch of dummies running around, but you got a good letter. Yo, but it's all the letter. I want everybody to respond. Who get to kill yourself? The sister? The brother-in-law? The ex? The new nigga? Or the shorty?
I'm going to tell you. The chick.
Who get to kill yourself?
The chick wrote the letter. Me. Me. It's my show. I'm going first. The chick that wrote this letter. She gets it because at the end of the letter, and this is what I said in the first hour, at the end of the letter, she said her sister doesn't understand why it bothers him. Her sister don't care about her fiance. She's not saying it bothers me. She's saying it bothers him. Her people has no obligation to her fiance. Y'all pray for me.
Why?
Yo.
Them people don't owe her fiance nothing. You wrote this letter about him, and he's threatening to leave you. He don't care about you. That man ain't doing nothing. He over there watching the game, drinking a beer. He ain't got time.
So what y'all say? Who you asking first, Nick?
What? Who need to kill us?
Who get to kill us?
Of the letter.
I think it's the ex.
Who wrote this letter?
I would say the ex.
Thank you for writing in. Thank you for listening. But
you think it's the ex?
Yeah, because I feel like the ex is like, yeah, y'all friends, but I feel like the ex is like low-key being a little bit petty too, because it's like, bro, why you want to be around your ex family so much? Like, why? Like, I get it, y'all friends. Y'all can chill outside of events and out of respect.
Right.
I'll be like, I'm not coming to your family event.
Right.
But you popping
right.
up and you coming on purpose just to see who her new nigga is and trying to make them feel uncomfortable. He can kill himself. I say the ex, because he's just being childish.
I would say, at the end of the day, I don't think nobody should have to compensate nothing they do or spare anybody else's feelings if you don't mean no harm towards anyone else. So I think the person who should kill themselves is the fucking brother-in-law at the end of the day, because he could mediate that whole situation. I mean, it's his crib that they're coming to. It ain't like he's carrying the ex-boyfriend to their house. You dig what I'm saying? They coming to their spot. So I think if the goddamn brother-in-law say something to his wife or get the sister over there, you know what I'm saying, chop it up with the whoop-de-whoop and let the new boyfriend know, like, bro, I don't got no disrespect towards you, but this is my dog, you dig? So,
facts.
Y'all can't work that out.
Facts.
Y'all can't work
facts.
That the fuck out, then I just have your goddamn facts. Sister bring you a plate.
Facts.
You know I mean?
Sister got to bring him a plate, honey.
Yeah, what y'all say? This homie and RJ, what y'all say? Who get to kill yourself tonight?
Shit.
I think the new nigga.
I think the new nigga?
Yeah, the sensitive ass new nigga. Because the thing is this right here. As a grown ass man, you already know that you ain't the first one to hit that pussy. You ain't the first one to hit that, to be with that chick. So quit acting all brand new in kindergarten like this old Fisher Price, my first relationship and shit. Nigga, you know somebody was hitting them before you got them guests, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Quit being a little kid, bro. Like, that's junior high and shit. Like, man, fuck that. I like, how you that sensitive, my nigga? Like, y'all done been together this long. Shit, unless you done caught her fucking with him or still trying to holler at him, man, you looking real soft right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, believe it or not, people do still be tight with their exes, families, and shit. Because it be like, some of it could have been they had business that they were still doing together. You know what I'm saying? Or they just really was that tight. But, shit. Don't get salty because the nigga be around after the nigga come around like he disrespectful and shit. And he like walk by and be like, yeah, you know you still want me to smash that or something like that. Like, yeah, get salty. But the nigga just over there hanging with her brother and shit. Like, man, you sound soft as fuck.
We didn't all name somebody different. We just need to kill their whole damn family reunion.
That was my first answer. Was all of them need to kill their goddamn family?
And they just sit in the car together and blow the fuck up.
I think I'm with Sonny. I think the brother-in-law need to kill himself because he can avoid the whole shit. He can avoid his wife coming to him. He can avoid the sister coming to him. He can avoid the whole shit. By saying, bro, listen. Sis, listen. He can avoid the whole shit.
Yes, sir, he could.
On this one. Brother-in-law, you kill yourself tonight, bro.
You fucking dweeb. You need to jump right off the goddamn bridge. Hold your fucking feet. Jump, you dumb motherfucker. You soft.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
This is still the
WTW. You and your goddamn wife. Hey, man, the sister. Hey, shorty, you in a gay relationship. You feel me? Your boyfriend ain't shit.
Right.
Yo, y'all niggas said a panty drawer and shit.
Y'all said a panty drawer.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what about the fiance? He's the one that's threatening to kind of like leave her if she don't fix the situation. Like, that's childish. Like, how are you going to leave her for a situation she can't control?
Cause he
and she never said
he don't need to kill himself. He just lame. There's a lot of lame niggas need to kill himself, but we gonna just stamp on his forehead lame and sit him on his bitch.
Yeah, man. If all the lame killed themselves, it'd only be like 10 people.
Right.
I promise it.
Right.
We need them.
You need to lame
for
last so you can't kill them. You don't want them to kill
you. Just shoot
each
other.
Y'all
each other.
But I'm with you, Tank.
Hey,
somebody.
The motherfucker needs an arm wrestle to hold it from down.
Somebody.
They need an arm wrestle to hold it from jumper cable, dude.
Somebody got to die. That's all I know. If in that situation, what the fuck?
And it's the brother-in-law. It's the brother-in-law. He need to kill himself. The brother-in-law, shoot yourself, bro. Shoot yourself. Get it over with fast. Don't jump off a building. That take too long. Just put a 40 out.
Nah, man, because people live at the gunshots. We need something more detrimental that's going to get them out of here.
I'm telling
just
you,
shoot them in the big toe.
Do cartwheels out, break dance, and rush out
not
of track.
The pinky toe.
That shit always works. Never fail. Break dance and rush
y'all
out
of track. Y'all are rough.
It never fails. I promise.
Y'all are so mean.
Okay, hey, look, man.
Break a motherfucking Kobach smoothie. That shit works too.
Or you can drop a radio in the bathtub.
Oh,
right.
Right. Being there listening to your favorite Beyonce song.
Let's
and just drop it.
What happened? Just go take a bath listening to Lemonade.
What he said with his favorite Beyonce song. Boy, you
right.
Cold-blooded, bro. That nigga said he's crazy in love.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck out
of
here.
I hate to interrupt this celebration of a thousand ways to die, but but yes, y'all are enjoying it a little bit too much. It is still the chill out day of the week.
We chilling. Imagine what we can say.
Yeah.
Imagine
we
ready to kick us
we
off already.
We ain't talking about
look
killing nobody. We ain't talking about killing nobody. We're
right.
Chilling.
I'm not.
We just giving suggestions about how they can kill themselves.
Right.
We're giving suggestions about how they can kill themselves. We
right.
Ain't trying to
we
do nothing bad.
Yeah. Right. We're not doing
effectively.
Nothing.
Effectively. We're trying to give effective suggestions.
Oh, Lord.
The quicker the better. The quicker the better.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't get no doing
the first time.
Hey, for real,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
It's
anyway.
A lot of people that should already kill themselves. They ain't never had no guidance. You feel me? They just still live.
Okay.
It's a lot of people that.
I'm trying to tell y'all, this show is getting ready to end. Blog Talk has stolen some time from us tonight.
Well,
they messed up the first link. So give your social media. Go ahead, Sunny, since you love everybody first.
Oh, well, at Sunny _RTHA, did the shit in so long, _STAR star, that's my IG. You can catch me on Sunny the Star and everything else, man, the stage. Look me up, man, I'm in there somewhere.
Sunny got music that's out
yeah.
Right now. He don't know how to promote it, though. Go get the
fresh
print
jeans. Definitely out. On all digital platforms. You can search Fresh Pair J, Sunny the Star, Apple Music, any other thing you got, Amazon, Google Play, it's going to be there. But check me out. With the dog game.
Yeah.
With the dog game. You
need. Give your social media.
Of course, you already know my Instagram name is Tink Soyummy. That is TinkSoyummy. Facebook name is Tink Bad. Please add me, follow me. Just don't be too much of a creep in my inbox. Thank you.
Tootie.
Oh, I'm going to see about you. Oh,
don't ask that nigga after her, yo.
Speaking of creep.
Hey, yo, y'all. Look me up on Instagram at BigHomieBand26. That's Big Homie with the 2 G's. On Facebook, Aron Lamar Thirsty or Big Homie Band. You can't catch me creeping out nobody back door no more. And don't nobody got there and call me the rest of the night. I'm cupcaking.
Duncan Hines in the building.
On your video.
Lord have mercy. RJ, where can they find you at the GMG?
They can find me on my grown man all the time on Facebook at RJ Clark. You can catch me on Instagram at FUD_butter, FUD_BUTTA. Or you can catch me at GrownManGang.com. You know what I'm saying? Or you can catch me at Grown Man Gang on Facebook.
You know what I'm saying?
already, or and got shout out Illustrious Illusions.
Oh,
I mean, Illustrious Illustrations, because they always be on point with them designs, baby. So you need them graphic
shout
designs.
Shout out to Illustrious Illustrations.
Speaking of which, Amish Lover.
Can they find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mish Lova. That's MeishLuva. Find me on Illustrious Illustrations Facebook page. And Polished, that's PaulisHt on Instagram. And my Facebook page is back up and running.
Beastie.
You can catch me at the Caribbean Grill tomorrow. Caribbean Boshman Party.
The Boshman Party.
Yes, I will be there. Pull up. That's where you can catch me at. Jugging. You want to see BC out there getting it? Pull up to the Boshman Party because I'm going to. Boy, I'm so excited. Rum Punch and Navion.
Oh man,
rum punch and
I'm
drunken master, drunk again.
Well, like I said, Blog Talk stole some time from us tonight, so we have to end early. They chopped us down at the first hour. We lost a few minutes, but tomorrow, the fellas will be back, and we'll be back next week. Make sure you write in with your letters. You know, don't take offense when they tell you jump off of bridges and stuff like that, because they don't mean it.
No, they just mean that what you said is stupid.
No, let me clean this up. Y'all better let me clean
it's
this
just
up.
A joke, man. I'm sorry,
y'all better let me clean
we,
this up.
Like...
All right, go ahead.
Y'all gotta let me clean this up now. These are our disclaimers.
It's the truth.
It just means your letter was dumb as hell. But they don't mean no harm. Y'all just gotta get it together.
It's me.
Oh my God. Will you hush?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tune in tomorrow for more mayhem and madness. Caribbean Grill will be going live from the spot. If you're in Fayetteville, come check us out, 934 Brighton Road. We will be in the building. And in honor of that, we're going out with Blessings by Little Tiff. See y'all tomorrow. Peace, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, big up the youth, them. It's your girl, Little Tiff. Is the key, yes, secular redetermination, meditation, bring for possibility. People see us outside, the literally stopping me. Them come on, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard, be a good intention to reality. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. Some people we still try to kill us. Find mine out of me heart. Give negativity out of my heart. Every day me wake up, me pray for a proper heart. Me a elevate, I got a open gate. Them I wonder how me make it, but it's a just a state. No matter where you are, go do the hits and them I go eat. So no follow them up and stop procrastinate. Them I try fight me up on me a rise. I want them to see say me a aim for the sky. Now no time to waste our evil for action. Work hard for my goal. And then my star shine. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. Some people we still try to kill us. Them don't know why you reach so far. I just fight for them, but you feel only. trouble. First instance is the key.